Today's shir in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to finish Simen Tov Yud, and Be'ezus Hashem also finish Simen Tov Yud Aleph. We begin on the very top line with Sif Beis. We're continuing to talk about various halachos regarding an Erev Tchumim, where a person wants to create a distant place as being his Erev Tchumim. So the Mechaber tells us, Zesha Amarnu, that which we said, Shakone Shvisa Berichok Mokom Shiachsik Baderach, that which we talked about in yesterday's shir in Sif Aleph, that a person can start off on the going on the road and declare a point in the distance within the 2,000 amas of where he is at the point of Erev Shabbos, that he wants that point, that specific point in the distance under the tree by the roots to be his Mokum Shvisa, that's not only Lo Sheyetzev Elelech Basodeh, that's not only that he's actually out of the field already, but this would work Elafilu Yorad Min Ha'aliyah, even if he left his upstairs apartment, the attic apartment, Leilech Li'osu Mokum, to start going towards that place, V'kodem Sheyotzo Mipesach HaChotzer, and even before he leaves the gateway from the Chotzer that he's in, Hechziro Chavero, somebody brings him back. In this situation, nevertheless, Harezeh Hichzik, he's considered as if he's on the road, V'kono Shvisa, and he can acquire the place that he knows, that place that's Mesuyam, under the tree that's within 2,000 amas of where he is, so he can acquire that location for his Mokum Shvisa on Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha adds over here, Kan lo hiskir o shechozer me'atzmo kibasif hakodem. Here it says only that his friend brings him back, not as opposed to he himself comes back on his own. So it's possible, the Chofetz Chaim says, bedafka nokat. This is specifically only here when his friend brings him back. But if he were to go on his own and turn around, then lo yorad rak min ha'aliyah, and if he just left the Aliyah on his own, if he were to go back on his own, it would not count, because then he changed his mind. Only if somebody asks him to turn around so he can, let's say the friend can stay with him, that would be allowed. He then has a further discussion, Ayin Shama, the rest of this footnote, whether that's really true or not. In any event, the Mechaber continues and he writes, in this situation, this does work over here. And anybody that does acquire it in this fashion, like we spoke about now in this sif or in yesterday's shir, they don't actually have to state it. It's enough that since that was his intention to go there, and he started off going on the road, any amount, like we learned today, even if he just left his aliyah and hasn't even gone beyond the Pesach of the Chatzir, it works. Kone Shom Shvisa. It does, in fact, work that he acquires the Shvisa over there. Vein Tzarech Lomar. And we don't have to certainly add Mishiyotza Baragla V'yomai B'makum Shekone Bo Shvisa. Certainly somebody who physically went over there, he acquires the Shvisa there. Sheino Tzarech Lomar Klum. He doesn't have to say, I'm here by Kone the Shvisa by traveling over here. Elokivin Shugam Abelibo. Since that was his intention, obviously, Kone, he acquires the Shvisa in this situation as well. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Zion tells us there are those that disagree with this halacha. V'yesh Cholkin, he brings down the Shaar HaTzion Os Dalet, a whole list of Rishonim that disagree with this psak over here, the Mechaber. And they hold, the Davka b'mish yesh lo shnei botim b'shnei tchumei Shabbos. This only applies for somebody that has two houses over here with two different tchums. In that situation, the Hossam Amrinan after Herziro Chavero. In that situation, even if his friend returns him, we say, because he wants to get to his other house, so therefore we can say, Mistama, that's what he wanted. But if he doesn't have two houses, and his friend turns him, so then we say, he, Mistama, changed his mind. That he changed his mind, that he doesn't want to make his Mokum Shvisa in that other place. Unless he specifically said, Shvisasi b'mokum ploni, I want my place to be over there. And he brings down the name of the Bach and the Beis Meir. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishneh Berurah says, Kivin Shugam Alibo, since he said in his heart, so to say, I wish to be over there, that should be Lushem Shvisa, that should be my focal point, so therefore it works. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Anshei Ha'ir, Sheshalchu Echad Mehem Laholich Lam Eruvim Lamokom Yodua. If the entire people in the town, or a large group of people in the town, sent one person to be their Shliach over here to make their Eruv in that specific place, like we said in the previous simon that you're allowed to do under certain circumstances. So the hechzik baderech, and the guy's on the road to do that. Unfortunately, ve'achziro chavero, and somebody says, hey, can you let me stay in your house? And he turns around and goes back with another person. So in this situation, ve'achziro chavero, v'lo hilich eruvim, he didn't put the eruv over there. Heim lo kanu shvisa b'yosu mokum. They do not acquire the mokum shvisa with that person. Why not? Because in this situation, Shahari lo hunach sham eruvim, because he didn't put the food down over there in that place. And the only way it works with the shaliach is, we said, if he puts the food down for you. So therefore, they retain their own air in their place, and they can only go from their own houses 2,000 amos in all directions. But the shaliach that was sent and got turned around with a friend, who kana shomeru, he in fact acquires this place because he doesn't have to put down his eruv over there. It's enough that hechzik baderech, and he knows the specific place that he was going to. So he himself is actually kona for himself the eruv over there, but not for all the other people. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Tes. We've discussed this previously. Ayin Mashikasav Nul'el in Sivkot and Beis, which was yesterday's shir. One can go back and review what we learned in Sivkot and Beis. In any event, the Mechaber continues, Sharihu Baba Derech. The reason this is so is, as I just mentioned, because he's already on the road. V'niskavin lishbosham, and his intention was to go and make his shvisa over there. And since V'hechzik B'derech, he was on the road, that works. So therefore, for he himself, it works. But for all the other people that he was the shliach for, he had to do it with the actual food, and it doesn't work for them. Therefore, on Shabbos, he is allowed to go to that place, and that becomes his new focal point, and he can go in every direction from that 2,000 amos. This concludes Simen Tov Yud. And now we start Simen Tov Yud Aleph. It's a short simen with only this one sif. If a person has his makom shvisa in one part and he wants to go and make his eruv on another part of his land, what's the circumstances? The Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph. Mishayo b'mizrach beso basode. If a person is on the eastern side of his field in his house over there, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Karton Aleph. Rotz lomar shayo basode b'mizrach beso be'ishikidi shalov hayom. It's now Erev Shabbos. The sun is about to set. It's going to be the Bein Hashmashos period of time, and he's all the way on the east of his land on his property. V'yomer l'shlucho lo'ariv lo b'marav, and he tells his shaliach to go and make for him his shvakum shvisa, to go and place over there his eruv all the way on the western side. So, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Beis, he tells the shliach to do this mibo yom, when he's still allowed to do so. So what's that locha? Im nosano eruv mehalo lebeso b'inyan shu rochu b'mino yosem e'alpayim ubeso korv lo besoch alpayim. If this shliach actually put the eruv down in a place that is more than 2,000 amas from where he is, and he's still within 2,000 amas of his house, so in this situation, ha'erev eino klum, that which he instructed the shliach to go put his erev outside where he is allowed to go, so it doesn't work. But he doesn't lose his own makom shvisa. V'nishalo shvisas beso, he retains the shvisa of his house. But nosan erev b'inyan shu lo besoch alpayim, if the shliach puts the erev within 2,000 amas of where he is, so afa bishagam beso lo besoch alpayim, even though his house is also within the alpayim amas of where he is, kana shvisa b'makom eruv v'lo b'beso. So then, even though he's still within 2,000 amas of his house, the shliach works and resets his focal point at the place where he was instructed to do so. That's the entire simon over here of Mechaber. There is no Ramah. And now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel tells us, the kivan the kidesh olav hayom. Since in this first scenario over here, the shaliach put the eruv more than 2,000 amas from where he is, and now it's Bein HaShmashos, kidesh olav hayom, rochok meiruvo eruvo yosem alpayim. The eruv is more than 2,000 amas from where he is, and therefore he can't reach it. The only way the having the food within 2,000 alpayim amma from you works is because you could go there, and therefore that's your makom shvisa. The kibon in this situation that he can't reach it, the eino eruv, it doesn't function as an eruv. Mimela nishara shvisas beso. Therefore, he relies still upon the shvisa of his house. He doesn't lose the shvisa of his house. Now, we had spoken about earlier in earlier shiurim that when a person does this, he is essentially giving up his current Erev, and if the new Erev doesn't work, he's stuck. He can't even move more than Dalai Lama's from his place. That's what we learned in Simen Tov Tes, Sif Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that's not comparable to this case over here. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'lo domi l'Simen Tov Tes, Sif Yud Aleph. There we said the person lost his Makom Shvisa where he is and doesn't gain the new Makom Shvisa because it was more than 2,000 amos away. So therefore, he's stuck. Lo yozuz mimakomo. He only has his dalet amos where he physically is, and he can't go even one ama beyond that. How come that's different than here? Because the hasam in that situation, hayo bo baderech, he was traveling on the road, and therefore, v'lo nichole de likne shvisa b'makomo. Since he was traveling on the road, he clearly demonstrated he did not want that makom shvisa where he is. He specifically is uprooting that makom shvisa and trying to establish a new makom shvisa. If he does it within 2,000 amos, he in fact does establish his new makom shvisa over there. But if, unfortunately, it is more than 2,000 amos from where he is, so then he didn't establish his new makom shvisa, but he did successfully uproot his current makom shvisa. And therefore, lo yozim mimakomo, he wasn't allowed to move from his spot, dalet amos. Avo omed bebeso, but if somebody is in his own house, or still within the tchum of his own house. So then in this situation, the person is not oker his current tchum to establish the new tchum unless the new tchum works. Vade nichle, it certainly is preferable for this person, to likne shvisa b'veso, that he retains at least the shvisa of his house, kishein eruv o'erev, if the new eruv doesn't work. That's the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But then he brings down the Yesh Omrim, Dohocha Tam Mishum Da Shaliach Posha. Others explain over here that the reasoning is that the Shaliach made a mistake. That's why it's no good. You instructed the Shaliach to go put the Erev within 2,000 amos of where you are. And the Shaliach didn't listen. Sheniach Erev B'chutz L'tchum Meha Mishaliach. He put it beyond 2,000 amos from where you are. And therefore, you have the right to say, V'yochel Omelo, the Takuni Shetartich, I sent you to improve my situation, V'lo La'avusi, and not to make it worse. And therefore, V'havele Kilu Lo Erev Klal, and therefore, it's as if the Erev wasn't done at all, and therefore, he retains his current Mokum Shvisa, which is his house, or, if he's within the Tchum of his house, still to be his house. Now, according to this, this would work even if he was on the road, that the Shaliach did this for him. If this was done through a Shaliach, he can say the same thing over there. I sent you l'sakune shedartich, I sent you to improve my position, and not v'lo l'avuse, and not to make it worse. And therefore, v'nira d'le'es hatzorach yishlusmoch al zel hokel. He brings down over here, the Sharet Zion no skimmer, you can see this is the Das of Rachaigon and Rabbi Shmuel ben Natrunai, Rabbeinu Yonason, because this is the opinion over here of the Rabbeinu Yonason, as we'll see in a moment in Dershu footnote number 1. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Lismo Chazel Hoka, you can rely upon this for the kula benefit that one gets over here if one sent it through a Shaliach, even in the case that we learned in Simon Tav Tes Sif Yud Aleph. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here, and he says, Shahari also, in Sivkot and Dalit, Shahari also Shlichuso, that if the Shaliach did put the Erev within 2,000 Amos, then you have in fact uprooted your house as your Mokum Shvisa, and the new Erev works because the Shaliach in fact did his Shlichus for you, V'nechsev lo ha'alpayim misham, and therefore your focal point is in that new place, and you have 2,000 Amos from that new place in all directions, and you've given up the focal point of your house. That is the conclusion of Sif Tough Yud Aleph. We just will finish up with Dershu footnote number 1, and he says that this opinion over here, this Yesh Omrim that we brought down, is the opinion of the Shitas of Rabbeinu Yonason that we just brought down in the Bir Halacha. He brings down from the Arzurua, in the name of the Rashbat and the Rav Yah, a Raya appears there, that this Rabbeinu Yonason is correct. Shari HaMishnah, the Mishnah in Erevin, Hiskira Din Zeh Davko B'Shaliach. It only says this by a Shaliach. And mashma, shetama dinu mipnei pshias ha-shaliach. And that's why it makes sense that we're talking here about where the shaliach made a mistake. And that's why if it's more than 2,000 amas, you can disregard what the shaliach did and not uproot your own personal makom shvisa where you physically are, in your house or even on the road. Because if it wasn't for the fact that the shaliach did it, if you did it yourself, so then it would in fact uproot it in these situations because you're doing it yourself, so you're essentially saying, I no longer want my house, I no longer want the place where I am on the road, I want that new place, and that new place doesn't work, but the uprooting of your old place does in fact work. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, but what about the following case from the Bryce and Ervin on Daf Nun Amud Beis? Shem Omar L'Shnayim L'Ariv Olav, if a person tells two people to go make an Erev for him, and each of them did it exactly as it was instructed, V'Erev Echol L'Tzofa, one made it all the way to the north, at the maximum limit that he could, in within 2,000 amos. The Echel Adorma, and one made it to the south, exactly as he should, within 2,000 amos. So, im hiniach kol echor esei ruvo, besof alpayim, lo yozuz mimkomo. If both of them did it over there, we don't know which one is the real one, so then he can't move anything. He has to stay within the dalet amos we reached, because we don't know, is the northern one the right area for him, or is the southern one the right area for him? Aye, why don't we say over there, L'tzakuni shedartich v'lo levu. Say, why don't we say, hey, I didn't ask you to cause trouble for me. I only wanted you to improve my position. And now you've worsened my position. So the Meiri explains, as well as the Rabia, Shekivon shekol echad mihem tikin lefi mashin etztabe v'lo pashu. In that situation, each shalich did exactly as he was asked to do. They didn't make any mistake at all. So we don't say, L'tzakuni shedartich, that you sent me to do good and I did bad for you, therefore it doesn't count. No, I did exactly what you asked me to do and therefore it does count. He brings down from the Osameach, Shekivan Shioda, Shemino Shnei Shlichim. Since this guy intentionally appointed two Shlichim, one for the north and one for the south, and he didn't make it tonight and said, don't mess me up over here. So then, therefore, he gave them permission, and therefore, the Yodim Kiyodo, they did what they were supposed to do. And therefore, he has in fact made himself a mess over here, because we don't know which one is his real Erev, and therefore, he's not allowed to be Yozuz Mimakomo, and we don't say, L'takuni Shedartich V'lo Le'avusi. Here's a little bit more of a discussion of this in the rest of this footnote, Ayin Sham. With that, we conclude today's shir.